The 101st Airborne has officially pulled out of Liberia, where part of the division was helping build field hospitals and train healthcare workers to treat Ebola. The commanding general is hailing the speed of the mission in West Africa. There was so much unknown as soldiers from Fort Campbell deployed in October, like where they would sleep. Liberia has no bases, few hospitals, and all kinds of disease threats, primarily malaria, not Ebola. At a ceremony marking the end of the mission, Major General Gary Valesky thanked soldiers.
It's because of their hard work and dedication to this mission, a mission never undertaken by anyone before, that we were able to accomplish it in just 5 short months. A mission that many thought would take a year and a half.
Ultimately, Valesky's troops didn't have to build nearly as many Ebola treatment units as first expected, mostly because the number of cases began to drop off. While most of the 101st Airborne is wrapping up, a small team will be left behind for a few more months to monitor the transition. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.